You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Nav, that he had a craving for a steak and some shish kebab, so he stole a sheep, its son, or if he was very hungry, he, you know, wanted a bigger steak or bigger shish kebab, he stole a cow. So now the law here is that when he stole it and slaughtered it and so on and made some delicious food, so when he's caught, the way he's punished, for the cow he has to pay five times, and then for the sheep he has to pay four times. So now, one thing that you learn from here, what do we learn from here? Yeah, if you had a craving for a steak, just steal a sheep. You know, it's a less punishment. Yeah, that's one thing. So now, first of all, like let's say if he steal a chicken or a goat, right? So the eggs, a goat, or ram, do we punish him? Yes? Like this? Four times, five times? What does it say? But I come here, it's just four and five.
Because the sheep, he has to put it on his shoulder, so he gets
sheep. No, we're not talking about that. No, we're not talking about that yet. No, just why only sheep and a cow?
Oh, only sheep and a cow.
So we're saying in the Torah, only sheep and a cow. No, I understand. No, we'll get to that. No, why is only is specified that if he steals a sheep or a cow? So the answer here is, as even this halacha applies today, when you slaughter a sheep or a cow, you have to give matanot for the kohanim. It's a matanot kohanim, that they have to, part of the animal you have to give him. So now it's very interesting that for the sheep you have four mitzvot, and for the cow there are five mitzvot that has to be observed when you slaughter. So now here, when he stole the sheep or the cow, so now the owner was not able to observe the mitzvah to give it to Kohen, and also with the cow. So that's why only these two animals are mentioned, because the ganav, the thief, did not permit the owner to observe the mitzvah. So that's one thing. So the other thing here is, so why? One is four, one is five. Why? Why you make a discrimination?
Because the cow, he could walk along with it. They know that he stole it. But the sheep, he had to
put it on
his shoulder, so he gets shame of running with the sheep.
So now if you see Ganav that he's carrying a sheep, right? What do you think of him? No, what's your feeling toward this ganav, this thief?
Why is such, he's so poor that he's stealing the sheep on his shoulder.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you feel about him?
You call the police,
911. No. I'm not asking you what you're going to do. So what's your feeling toward this ganav? You think he's a nice ganav or he's a very... He doesn't care, or he doesn't care at all. Which one you think of him?
Desperate.
If he's carrying the sheep, so that means he doesn't care about anybody, no?
No.
Yes or no?
He's not ashamed, no.
He's not ashamed, right? You follow?
He doesn't care to proceed.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So that's what you think of him. But Torah says otherwise. It's very interesting. You look at him and say, ay, look at it. He has no shame. I mean, you still at least, you know, do it in a hidden way. Right? You're carrying the sheep. So the Torah comes and says, no. Even though that he's carrying the sheep, but still deep down, when people look at him, he's going to be embarrassed. So now, here the Torah says, for the sheep, you give 4. And for the cow, you give 5. So that means you get a discount. You get a hanacha. Why? Because when he carried the sheep, he somehow was embarrassed. What do I care? He's a thief. He's a ganav. Now you give him a hanacha? You give him a discount? So here we see, Tosan Lusham, even for the dignity of the ganav, he has mercy. You know what it is? Sabah Mikelem, there's a very interesting thing. That here, from the subject, then a very important lesson. That is, if the Ganav, even that he was stealing, maybe he was not that comfortable when he was doing the act of stealing. So we see here, his punishment became less. So now, if Yehudi, at the time that he does a mitzvah, the circumstances of people that are around him, maybe he's under pressure, maybe he's a little embarrassed, maybe he feels, you know, should I do it, should I not do it, they're not going to make fun of me, and so on. So now here we see a very important lesson. If Hashem for the Ganav has such a mercy, more so if you do a mitzvah, and then, you know, you're not really on the right environment that people, you know, to encourage and so on, and you're under pressure, more so that you get greater reward. So that means at the time that is pressure, you have to be happy. Why? Because you see how you'll be rewarded, how you have a great reward. Hashem is again.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.